Two strange weirdos I met in college became quick friends, and they love to travel, so they left the country and moved to Ireland. But now they're back trying to figure out life, and they're a hot mess. The Cadawamplas.
Hello. Welcome to the Cadawamplers. That's Maggie.
That's Tavinia. We're a giant fucking mess.
Yeah, accurate. Accuracy. So today we're going to talk about we talked about our friends, that our international friends that we made while we were over there. But we're going to talk about the friends we made that are Americans over there, but also just Americans in general, traveling abroad. And the experiences that we've been a part of and seen, but also just, yeah, from that time being and then other times. But, yeah, so first off, the friends we made. Our first friend that we made that was an American over there. Well, we didn't make the first. Okay, let me back up. The first friend we made, period, who happened to be American, was a girl named Alex. Alex, we were going out to a thing called, I feel like I'm screwing all this up. So there's a group called Girl Crew Court, and you tell that part better. Maybe you go now.
Okay. So there's this group called Girl Crew, and they actually have different groups all over the world. So like if you're ever traveling by yourself and you need some friends, look up Girl Crew. They probably have one in a city nearby. So there was one in Cork. So what it is it's just like a bunch of girls in a Facebook group, and they plan like occasional meetups and stuff. So it's just a way to like meet friends. So Girl Crew started as a Facebook group, and they were launching their new app. And so they were like throwing parties like all over Ireland, because that's where they were founded. The founder of Girl Crew is Irish. So they were throwing a party in Cork for like their app launch. And we'd only been in Cork for like 2 weeks or something. Not even like a week. And I was like, hey, I'm going to go to this party thing to try and meet some people if you want to come along. So we went to this party that was at like a local pub. And that's where we met Alex.
Yep. I think I had went up to the bar to get a drink, and she had like popped up and was like, hey, and like kind of chatting and stuff like that. And then, yeah, kind of just went from there. And Alex, actually, she has her own blog. It's called The Mindful Mermaid. If you want to go give it a check it out or look at it, it's pretty cool. She is currently living in Croatia with her boyfriend. She'd been living in Ireland for, how long has she been there before we got there?
I think like 6 months or so, maybe.
Okay. Yeah. Three. And her boyfriend had moved there too with her, and then he ended up moving back to Croatia. And then she then moved to Croatia in November?
I think it was even before that. I think she was gone by like maybe September.
That's true, because she wasn't there for Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
And Alex is one of like the first, but she kind of like introduced us to a lot of other things. She's the one, I kind of briefly mentioned her before, that one, helped me find my job that I had then, and also like told us about the whole temp agency and everything like that helped Maggie find her job. And so she was like a really great, what's the word, like springboard?
Yeah.
Is that a thing? Okay, yeah.
Yeah, she definitely helped us get started.
You know what I thought about? Is that the saying? Because that's what they use in gymnastics. Isn't that like a springboard they jump on and then do flips and shit?
Is that what it's called? I don't know.
Is that where that comes from? I know there's springs in it. And it boings and then they like do stuff. Okay, well, anyways. So
it was us rocketing into life in Ireland.
Yeah. Boing! Yeah, Alex was a really good...
God, one of the dogs just came up to me, and I didn't realize he was on the bed, and it scared the shit out of me.
Hi, Bubba.
Thankfully, this is the first time the cats are downstairs, so...
Oh, my God, I jumped
They've actually been down there the whole weekend since my dad's been here, and I, like, vacuumed like crazy, and I'm like, ain't a chance in hell your hair gonna get anywhere else while he's, like, you might potentially come here. He's not coming back, but I don't care.
Louie, stop.
Yes, and then there was also our friend Kristen. Well, she was more your friend. I met her through you.
If Yeah, so Kristen, how did I meet? Kristen was like an internet friend. I think maybe we met through the group Girls Love Travel, which is another fantastic Facebook group for women who are into traveling. You should definitely check out Girls Love Travel. I think that's how I met. Okay, there's a dog in my lap, and he's like, literally, Louie, I need you to move, dude. Please. Get out of my lap. Thank you. Okay, sit down. Sit. Oh, my God. Okay, we need a recording studio.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I met Kristen, I think it was through Girls Love Travel, and maybe I was posting, like, asking if anybody else knew anything about the visa or something like that, and she, like, I just added her on Facebook after that, and yeah, so, but then Kristen is one of those people, and I'm one of those people who, like, when I make an internet friend, like, you're my friend now, like, we're not just internet friends, we're, like, friends, so, oh my God, the dog is licking the closet door. My life is out of control.
In about 3 seconds, you're going to hear the microwave anyway, so it's all good. God. It's a symphony of noise. It's totally fine, dude. There's a dog over there doing stuff, so yeah, no, you're fine. I'm now talking to Stevie, my housemate.
This is real life, people.
Why are
real
you
life.
Hiding? No one can see you. Okay. Oh, okay. God. You're fine. Oh, and Stevie says hello to you and listeners, whoever there is. So
hey, Steve.
There it is. She said hey.
God. Anyway, Kristen. Yeah, Kristen. So when I make it like an internet friend, like you're my friend now. Like, period. You're not just my internet friend. So, yeah, I think. Well, we messaged Kristen that night that we were staying in that Airbnb and we thought we were like human trafficking victims. I messaged Kristen because she lived in Cork and I was like, hey, girl, like we're staying in this Airbnb and like this is what's going on. And like we're both really freaked out. Like, do you have any suggestions or whatever? And Louie, oh my God. Her only suggestion was like, well, you're in like we were in this like neighborhood in Cork that's known for being like rather swanky and like rich people live there. And she was like, it's fine. Like nothing bad is going to happen in that neighborhood. Like it's all good. And then it turns out later when I met her, she was like, I actually had no idea. I just didn't want to freak you out. So I was just trying to like make you feel better. I was like, hey, thanks. But yeah, so Kristen was another one of our, oh my God, another one of our really good friends there. And she, yeah, nailed it. She had to leave not too long after we did. So she's not there anymore either, which is sad.
Because I have the attention span of a toddler, I'm doing my time hop because I cannot break that streak. And it just popped up 1 year ago of our Christmas in the apartment.
Yes.
When we did turn on the lights. Oh, and the count. I started counting down at 10, and you were like, no. And I was like, 4, 3.
It was on my Snapchat this morning where you're like, 10. And I say, please don't do 10. And you go, 5.
That's cute. Okay, well, definitely be sure to share that. I'll save it so I can find it again. 672 days in a row. I'm proud of that. Yes. So Kristen is amazing. And then I met her. I think the first time I met her maybe was her birthday. No, I met her before that. I met her at something before that. And
no, that was just us and Alex, right?
Yes. You know, yeah, she didn't come to that. Because Kristen, like, is, like, a little celebrity, like, on all things. And so I remember hearing her name that night because they're like, oh, where's Kristen? Oh, where's Kristen? Why is she not here? And I'm like, damn, who the hell's Kristen? And, yeah, I met her and ended up meeting her later. But she is amazing, so it's definitely understandable why everybody was looking for her. And so those are just two examples of, like, is it fair to say the good Americans that we interacted with and knew in IRL? I feel like that's fair to say.
Because what other Americans did we even know aside from, well, I was gonna try to avoid saying his name, but okay. Oh,
don't care, he's so freaking annoying. Yes, yeah, oh well, I put it out there.
Too late. Yep, there it is. All right.
Yeah, so I mean, we wanted to get those two, and it's not like we are definitely not those. So you know how people sometimes say that, oh, there's a cat loose. Where do you think you're going, cat? Look at him trying to run.
Oh my God. That sounded like something a murderer would say after they've, like, chopped off your kneecap.
I mean, Stevie was, like, trailing after him. So I was, like, narrating it. Anyways, So, oh god, I lost my train of thought. Kristen, Americans, good. Oh, so you know how people always say, like, if you're in an uncomfortable situation, like, and it's typically older people who give this advice, if you're, like, in an uncomfortable situation, or a new situation, shall I say, try to find people that are like you, and so almost always people would be like, well, try to go find some other Americans, like, that's what my family would say. Mm-hmm. And I feel like we are both people that, like, we want to find the exact opposite of America. Like, we didn't move over here to hang out with more Americans. Like, no thank you. And also, I mean, we're assholes, okay? Like, I'm just going to go ahead and say it. We're assholes when we travel because we, not all of us, but a good majority are assholes that just expect things to be a certain way everywhere and, like, don't open ourselves up to the, like, changing culture. And so we are definitely people who will avoid and other Americans like the fucking plague when we go traveling anywhere else.
And I will, like, literally pretend like I don't speak English.
So exactly. I was just about Americans. To say that. Like, like, I will just not say anything, especially if there are Americans around, because I know they're probably thinking that, like, oh, look, another American. And of course, we're also fucking loud. Like, and when we're in a cluster, it just gets worse and it's just not a good time, which we'll come back to talk about, because we have traveled as a cluster of Americans in Ireland before. But yes, so those are, and it's fair to say then, the good American, excuse me, experiences that we had over there. And then there's a not so good. So there's John. I already said his name. Now I said it twice. And we didn't meet John. Well, first off, we only hung out with John once for a reason. And we didn't meet John until either 2 or 3 months before we had to leave. And the only reason we met him was because
We met him. We were still in the old house, remember? Because we were having a party, and he was there. Right?
No, we met him because James lived with him, and he came out with us.
Do you remember who was that? Was that not him at that night when we were? James had moved into the house next door. Like, we were already moved out, but we went back, and it was that last night that we had access to our old house, so we, like, went in and, like, took pictures in the old house, even though all of our stuff was gone. But we were, there was a party happening at the house next door.
Yes.
And we were all outside playing cards. Is that the same night?
The, different.
I think we went out afterwards.
But we met him, anyway. Like, he was walking around with James. Like, so, he was... So we moved out of that house, the shared house, where there was, like, 7 of us living there. But one of the guys, James, the solicitor, he still lived there because, I mean, there was no point in him finding another place because he was only in Cork for, like, the summertime, and then he would go back to Dublin for school, I believe. And he ended up moving into the house that's, like, right next to it. They were, like, all connected to each other.
Yeah.
And he invited us to come over there for a party, and I remember, like, we showed up, and James at first wasn't even there, so we're, like, looking at a bunch of random people, like, hey. And then he pulled back up in his car, and, like, 3 or 2 other guys hopped out of the car with him, and John was one of them. And he was an American, and he was talking, and as soon as I heard him speak, I was like, oh, God.
And so, this is not my kind of person.
Not at all. And, God. John was there because he was going to UCC, Jesus Christ. So, yeah, he's just, he started speaking, and at first I thought maybe he could be, like, he's pretty, like, so where is he from? Wisconsin or Minnesota?
I thought he was from the West Coast, like, Portland or Seattle, maybe?
That sounds right.
Oh, God. We don't know.
Who knows?
We don't like him enough to care.
Yeah, so, we met him that night, and he just, like, oh, gosh. He would just say some things that make me not happy to be American. Like he would just, what was the one thing that really drove me insane? Was he was, like, almost, like, he would sound like he was speaking up for women's rights and stuff, like, you know, over your bodies and everything like that, but it also, like, he was just making fun of it. Like, he would talk about it as if he was defending it, but overly so to where you know he's being sarcastic and an asshole.
Right. Or, like, he would say something about, like, oh, like, we were playing a card game, and he'd be like, I think were we playing Fuck You? I think we were playing Fuck You, and then he would, like, slap his card down and be like, Fuck You, oh, wait, do I need to ask for consent first?
Yes.
And we're all like, dude, fuck off. Like,
God, it was so, like, And I know to him, he probably thought, like, well, I'm just joking, blah, blah, but that's not funny. No. Like, nothing about that situation was funny. None of us were laughing. I don't think he picked up on our social cues, or he's just so fucking full of himself, he kept pushing right through it and telling more dumb jokes. And I think we ended up, We ended up leaving the house, and we went to, like, another, we went to, like, one of the pubs or whatever, and he couldn't get in because either he didn't have his ID or he was underage. I think he didn't have his ID.
Yeah.
And I remember James being like, oh, no, like, well, maybe we can just go somewhere else. And I think you and I were both like, or we could not.
Yeah, or just fucking leave him.
Go back home.
The two of us. Oh. Like, we literally looked at each other like, well, like, fuck it.
Darn, I hate that you can't hang out with us more. And he looked so pissed when he left. I'm like, wow, guys, y'all won't go somewhere else with me. No, I'm really not gonna.
You're right.
Because you're the
exactly
worst.
What I'm saying, yeah.
So that was like our other person. I mean, that was like just a terrible experience. But from there on out, we have more situations that we've either been a part of that we won't name people about, or we just observed during those times when we were quiet and pretended like we weren't American. Mm-hmm. And so, do you want to talk about the tour groups and stuff like that?
Yeah. So, the like, the most prominent one that I remember was, I was, oh my God, this dog will not get out of my lap and I can't focus. Tour groups. I was working and we were planning like an off campus, like team builder day for the department. And so it was my boss and I, and we were going to check out this hotel near the campus, called Hayfield Manor. It's this really fancy hotel. So I was sitting at Hayfield waiting for my boss to show up so that we could meet with this person. So I'm sitting like in the little lobby area, and this tour group like came down the stairs, and they were all like, it was clearly one of those like retirement tour group kind of things. Like they're all like 65 plus white Americans, and there's probably like 20 of them, and they all come down and they were just so fucking pretentious. Like they're just so condescending, and like if they couldn't understand the person's accent, they would be like, what? Just like the way they, I don't know, like they're just like so rude, and like they were making other people carry their bags, and just like, I don't, just like huge dicks. And I feel like that's normally what you get in tour groups, is like if I see a tour group of Americans, I will beeline the other direction. I don't care if I need to be going that way, I will find another way to get there, because they're the worst.
Which I never understand that when people get upset about different accents, like,
yeah,
you know you're coming to a place that that sounds different.
Yep.
And yet you have to point it out all the time and be like, that's crazy. I don't know what you're saying. And just being assholes about it. Yeah. Like,
and this is just how they talk. This is how they live. Like, they don't realize that they have an accent. It's the same way that you don't realize you have an accent, whereas we do, compared to, like, they think that we have an accent. So, like, don't be a dick.
Yes. All dicks. So... that, and then my biggest interaction that I always remember is I was on the bus one day riding to probably work. I was always working. And so there was sort of like four Americans, three females, one male, got on the bus. And they were shopping in the city center. And first off, they're talking so fucking loud on the bus. And I'm like, oh my God, don't speak a single fucking word.
And like, people don't usually talk on the buses at all. Like,
yeah. And so, but if they do, like, if they're loud, they're probably drunk, and it's at nighttime, but, or very softly will they speak, or not at all. Like, and so, and yeah, so they're talking hella loud, and at some point, the guy realizes that he's lost his cell phone, and his ID was with the phone. Oh, my God. It was like a, and you may want to turn your volume down now, because I'm about to get very loud, because I'm going to reenact him. Oh my God, you guys, where is it? Oh my God, I can't find my fucking phone. Like, and their friend's like, it's okay, we'll go back to the last place. Like, oh my fuck, like, I don't know where it went. Like, I'm in a different country, I can't, can one of you guys call it? Oh my God, can someone call it? Oh, my everything is with that phone, ah! And like, so, so loud. And just freaking out. And literally the next bus stop was only a few minutes from where they just picked him up. I don't know why he's freaking out. Like, he can't just get back out and go look for it. Like, I can understand being a little nervous because you're in a different country. You lost something. It's going to be way harder to, like, replace it at that time, okay, at that time. And if, especially if, like, it's the beginning of your trip. But, oh, my fuck, calm down and stop being so damn loud. And so that happened. Like, and they rode for a couple more stops. I don't know why he didn't just get off the bus immediately. But
he wanted someone ended up, to know. He could keep yelling obviously, about it that way. Yeah.
Like, I was waiting for the bus lights to, like, do, like, the switch on and off for intermission. Because I feel like I was watching a fucking play with how dramatic it was. And so he finally, like, someone answered his phone, I guess, and the guy was like, oh, I'll take it over to the Garda Center, or Garda Center, Garda, which is, like, the police there, and, the guy was like, oh my god, thank you so much, sir, where is that, the Garda, what, I don't know where I can find, like, oh my god, and so one of his other friends got off with him, but you could tell the other girls were annoyed, too, about how loud he was, and, like, this whole situation, and so he was like, can someone please come with me, because, like, he needed someone else with the phone, and, you could tell they were, like, looking at each other, like, fucking nose goes, bitch. Like,
like drawing straws, like nobody wants to go.
Mentally drawing straws, like, I don't want to fucking go with him. And so the one that was sitting next to him was like, I'll just go with you. And so they ended up going and doing that. And I was like, I remember, like, I still didn't speak a word. And I remember, like, looking with the Irish people at those people, like, fucking Americans. Like,
yeah, like pretending like you're also Irish.
Yeah. Or, like, at least I'm Canadian or something. Yeah. So, yeah, that was hands down the most annoying scene I've ever, like, witnessed. Yeah. But so, yes, there's that. And then also, now someone else we know that we were actually, like, traveling with. So Maggie and I, like we said before, went to college together and we were part of the leadership team. And so we, our trips would rotate each year. And depending on when you started, it would work out the way it's supposed to. So it's supposed to be your first year. It's somewhere, oh Jesus, I'm gonna mess this up. What's the first one? First trip?
I don't know. The years that I was there, it went international, Kansas, urban, outdoor.
Okay. So it's, and since I started my freshman year, it started off in Kansas. And when I say the right way, that's not the, I say the right way only because it's slowly increasing how much it would be. There was no right way to do the whole thing, but that was supposed to be the rotation of it. So yeah, the first trip is somewhere that was in Kansas where we went to school. The second one was in urban. The third one was outdoor. And then the fourth one is always international. So my freshman year, it went like that. And so our international trip was to Ireland. I don't know how Ireland got picked. I believe we were heavily influencing that decision. But yeah, Ireland got picked, and so the entire, well, the entire, whoever paid would be going. And we were there for, like, what, 10 days?
10 days, yeah, it was a while.
We kind of, like, traveled around a little bit, but, of course, like most tours, we were mostly in Dublin, which, looking back on it now, I'm like, gross.
I'm like, eh, yeah, gross.
Trash town. And so, yes, that's a group of what? We had 15 people, 15 or 20 people?
On the
international trip?
No, 32.
32?
Yeah, I remember because I planned transportation.
Oh, that's even worse. So yeah,
there was a ton of us. We were that annoying American group that we all try to avoid. Louis, oh my god. No. Sit down.
And, like, let's be honest here, okay? Like, we're going to say some hard truths about Americans. And this is some, like, this is just known all throughout Europe, and it's something that we know, and we just don't want to admit. But we'll admit it for all of us, okay?
Yeah.
We are loud as shit.
Yep.
Think we know everything.
Yep.
Tend to be pompous, not always, but can be pompous.
Mm-hmm.
And just, I've always heard people say you can spot an American, like, miles away.
Yep.
Because something about us just shows, like, almost like an arrogance that we have. And then, of course, loudness. Like, even if you don't speak, sometimes, like, that arrogance just, like, radiates off of us.
Yep.
To where
it's just, you might find yourself feeling a little defensive right now, thinking, that's not me. I wouldn't do that. No, you do that. Like, we all do, compared to other countries. Like, you might be the most humble American ever, but we still act like asshole. Like, I've definitely acted like an asshole on international trips before.
10,000%. Like, we're not withdrawing ourselves from this.
Yes.
Like, we try to mask as much as possible, but we're aware.
Yeah.
Of what we do and what we, like, bring off and stuff like that. So, yep. You may say it's not you, but it's you. So, Get over it.
Yep.
So yes, it's I don't remember where I was going with the story. Yeah, so that now expect that that's just in one American, right? Now there's a group of 32 of them who for some that was the first time ever leaving the country. You know, it's a big deal. Well, not a lot of people have traveled like that before. And so it can be scary and but exciting. And then you're with the group and like yada yada. So just imagine that horde of people walking around everywhere.
Yeah.
And we had
not only that, but they're like millennials and college students. So we're like extra fucking loud.
Obnoxious.
Yep.
So, yeah. And once again, I'm not withdrawing myself from this. I remember.
Yep.
Not all of it, but I remember. And I was just ridiculous. Because also then, like, what excites most Americans, college students, the drinking age over there is 18, not 21. Mm-hmm. And so, I mean, come on. So, so yeah, one of our people lost their phone. And if you want to take
it. Yeah, so one of our people lost their phone. And we were on a tour at Trinity College in Dublin. And so, like, the tour guide is, like, talking, and he's, like, just getting started and was, like, you know, giving us the housekeeping rules of, like, basically don't be assholes. And then one of them realizes that they've lost their phone and was just, like, essentially the same thing that the guy on the bus was doing for Tavinia. It was, like, yelling about it and was, like, oh, my God, everyone, like, I lost my phone, blah, blah, blah. And one of our, like, chaperones that was on the tour, I don't want to call her call them chaperones, that makes it sound stupid, but one of the adults that was with us, who was like traveling with us, was like, hey, girls, can you keep it down, like the tour guide is trying to tell us. And she literally snapped at one of these women who's like a professor on campus, like this is a big deal, and was like, I don't think you understand, I lost my phone. And I was just like, what the fuck, like Americans are dick. I mean, I guess it's always like a bad feeling to realize that you don't know where your phone is, but like calm the fuck down, like Jesus. And that's how like all Americans tend to be about stuff like that, is it's like when you're traveling and one little thing goes wrong, Americans tend to just lose their fucking minds.
And like I can understand how direct that is, because even if I was here, right, and I lose my phone, I'm gonna be like, oh fuck. But you have to stop and rationally think that through, and I wish she had. You're with a group of people that you know. It's like we're going to all just abandon you at some point. Two, we all have our phones still, which is that sounds kind of dick saying it like that. Like, we didn't lose our fucking phone. So, like, we have ours, so we can help you with finding yours. Like, it's not like she was completely alone.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, it's just I mean, hell, I lost my entire fucking wallet, like an idiot, in Ireland, and
oh yeah,
I was annoyed more so, but I didn't panic. I mean, I panicked at first, but then I was really annoyed about how much I was gonna have to pay to replace all that stuff. And I was living there, like I had to have all like my Texas driver's license sent back over to me, and like all this other bullshit, and like yeah, so things like that are
like yeah, like it's not the end of the world, but you would think that it is based on the reaction of most Americans.
Yes. Yes. So it's just a we're kind of the worst, and
the end. Tune in next week.
Pretty much it, yeah. But then you have like, and so we're just talking shit about all the Americans and stuff like that, and what it's like to travel in a group, because 9.5 times out of 10 we are the worst traveling. But then you have the cute little good like examples. Which yeah, you so ran like, into.
Yeah, so we had just, it hadn't been, I think it was like in July sometime. What, maybe it was it the 4th of July party? No, that
I think so, yeah. No, I think so. But
was it? Anyway, we were at, there's this like pub that was near our apartment, kind of called the Woolshed, and they had like bowling and I think like billiards tables maybe somewhere, and just, you know, it was kind of like a hangout place and like TVs everywhere and sports on. And I was going to the bathroom and I walked past this table of people. It was like a mom and a dad and like a looked like teenage daughter. And they were all wearing like Kansas City Royals t-shirts, which like I'm from Kansas City and like I'm a huge like I watch baseball and like the Royals are my team. I was like, well, that's weird, but I really had to pee. So I went to the bathroom first. And then I came back out and like as I walked past their table, I was like, hey, not to be creepy, but like, are you guys Americans? And they were like, yeah. And so like, I started chatting with them and I was like, hey, like, I'm a Royals fan too. And like, updated them on the score and stuff. And then we like chatted for a second and they were just like the cutest little American family. And they were just there on vacation. And like, they wanted to know all about what I was doing and like how I was living there and like wanted to hear about the visa and my job and just like so stinking sweet. And then like asked for recommendations in Cork, which at that point I didn't know much because I hadn't been there very long, but they were just like the sweetest people. And you could tell that like they were going to continue that respect to other people, you know, like it wasn't just because I was an American, like they were genuinely nice people. So you do occasionally run into people like that, which is, that's what we're trying to get to, is we want people to be like a good representation of the States. Like, let's try to change the mentality of Americans traveling.
Yeah. So yes, you have both sides to it, but and it's cute when those happen, and like it's yeah. little precious groups and little couples, and there'll be many that are like, oh, my daughter, like, you know, blah blah, and she wants to come, and just really exciting. And then all of course all the people that are like, you know, this is so smart of you to do this while you're young, which I'm like, oh, thanks, tell my family that. Yeah. Like, this is a smart decision to do while you're young and blah blah, and I'm like, thank you, like, oh, just cuteness all around.
Yeah. It's like, I watched a YouTube video the other day of like an Irish vlogger who was talking about things that Americans do in Ireland. And I honestly don't even remember most of the video, except for at the very end, she was talking about, so with the Irish accent, the way that they say Ireland. So like for us, it's essentially three syllables, right? Ireland. For them, it's two. So it's just like Ireland. And so she was saying, like, that's, like, one of the funniest things to them about Americans is the way that we say Ireland. And, like, I had no idea, like, the whole time that I lived there, I never, like, I noticed that, and I would, like, kind of, like, make fun of my Irish friends for, like, just saying, like, Ireland, you know, like, it sounds funny. I didn't realize that, I don't know where I'm going with this, but I just thought that was really funny that that's, like, a giant flag of, like, oh, you're an American is when Ireland is three syllables instead of two.
Yeah, that or like, oh my god, Galway?
Ew.
God.
Ew. That makes me want to throw up. So yeah, a lot of Americans say Galway for the city, but it's Galway. Oh my god, and that is such a huge, like, I didn't do any research at all. Like, red flag.
Well, okay, and I'm going to go ahead and admit this. So I'm a person that if I'm a person who says a word wrong, Maggie's going to correct me on it. And I'm just like, leave me alone. I say what I want. But I know that, like, if I was speaking to an Irish person, I'm going to use the correct form of it because I don't want to sound like an idiot. But I'm definitely, obviously you would know how to say a word because you're taking a guess and you won't know until you hear it.
Yeah.
But once you hear it, say it correctly.
Yeah.
Like, at least to other Irish people. Like, yeah. That would, yeah.
Maybe so. Let's talk about, so there's a town in, well, it's like a suburb of Dublin. Let's see, how do you, there it is. So it's pronounced Dunleary, but it's spelled D-U-N space. And this is where the Irish language makes no sense. L-A-O-G-H-A-I-R-E. And it's pronounced Dunleary. So, like, just shit like that. But then it's, like, after you learn how to pronounce it once, you should be good. Or, like, Kilmainham Jail is, like, the popular, there's, like a cool, like, historical jail in Dublin called Kilmainham. And, like, you hear people butcher it all the time. And it's, like, I know that you just heard somebody else say it correctly. Why are you continuing to pronounce it wrong? Or the Cliffs of, I can't even.
Don't you fucking say mohair. I hate when people say mohair. No!
Cliffs of mohair. Ew.
So gross.
Cliffs of more, everyone. The Cliffs of more.
Once again, because I have literally a small attention span, so I'm on Facebook because I'm sorry. But I just saw your fucking article.
Dude, yeah.
On the Evening Echo.
Yeah, so I've been posting, I think maybe I've talked about this in other episodes, about how badly I want to get back to Cork. And so just the other day, just randomly, I had this thought of like, well, what if I hire like an immigration lawyer? Like, I'm not really in a place, like, I can't afford an immigration lawyer right now, but you know, like maybe in the future. So I, oh my God, both of the dogs are whining and I don't know what's happening. Stop whining. It just licked me.
That's
hilarious. So I posted, yeah.
Small newspaper. That's a pretty big newspaper.
Yeah, man. So I was posting in like a bunch of Facebook groups asking like, so the thing with like an immigration lawyer is that like, I don't want to just spend my money on somebody that has no reviews or like that nobody has dealt with personally, because you, I mean, like you just never know. So I was posting in all these groups asking for recommendations for immigration lawyers. And this woman added me on Facebook and was like, hey, Maggie, I'm a reporter for the Evening Echo, which is like the biggest newspaper in Cork. It's like their city newspaper. She was like, I think this would make a really interesting story. Like, can I send you some questions? And I was like, yeah, okay. So she emailed me a bunch of questions and I emailed her back my answers. And she like, I thought it was just going to be like an opinion piece. No, like it's literally on the like homepage of the Evening Echo today. And it's like me, it's like a picture of me, which I didn't realize was going to be blasted everywhere. So I'm literally wearing, it's my very last night in Cork. I'm wearing absolutely no makeup. I was crying. And it's like a picture of me with like Cork City in the background, wearing it like a Kansas City hat. Yeah. And so she like wrote this whole article about me, like, and how desperately I want to come back to Ireland. And then even since that's been posted, 96 FM, which is like one of the like top 40 stations in Cork, has reached out to me and asked if I would do an interview on the radio as well.
Like, what the fuck?
What is my life? Like, what is happening?
That's hilarious.
Yeah.
I mean, exciting. It'll probably boost things, but.
Yeah. And like some like random people have tried to add me on Facebook because they use my full name in the article. So people are like tracking me down from the article. So yeah, that's creepy.
I'm surprised no one that we were know from Ireland was like, is this what? Like, what's happening?
It like literally, so I didn't realize that she had published it yet. I thought she would have like sent me a link, but the only reason that I knew it was published is because some like Tinder guy from Cork who like I honestly, I hope that he's not listening to this because he's just saved in my phone as David and I don't know like his last name and like we never met up. So like, I don't know anything. I don't remember him at all, but he saw it and like messaged me on Snapchat and was like, hey, saw you in the Evening Echo. And I was like, what? And then I went and looked and was like, oh shit. So yeah, people are noticing, but I don't think any of my like favorite people have noticed yet, like my coworkers.
So yeah, that's hilarious.
Yeah.
Here it is.
I am a little afraid that people are going to see it and decide that I'm, so I feel like this can go one of two ways. Like one, oh, she just loves Ireland so much and like, let's help her get back. Or like, oh, that's really sweet that like she loves Ireland so much. Or it's going to be like, oh, look, there's another entitled American who thinks they can just like storm into our country. I feel like that's, it's going to be taken one of two ways. So let's hope it's the first one, not the second one.
I don't see it as being, I mean, I could definitely, that's all true. Never mind. Maybe I could see it.
Yeah, exactly. Like, because how many, yeah, like how many thousands of people have done this visa and then just come home when it expires and are like, okay, well, that was fun. Like, but then of course there's me who's like, no, like I'm smart and like I'm educated. Like, you should bring me back into Ireland. Like, I'm afraid that's how it's coming across, as very like entitled and pompous, like every other fucking American ever.
Yeah. That's fucking hilarious. So yeah, that's how we, okay, hold on. Just say it out loud, Stevie. Yeah, that's cool. That's cool. No, you're fine. She's going to make some more popcorn here. So, there was like a, trying to do some signs and stuff like that. And I just didn't know what she was saying. So there it is. That's us, and
I think the moral of this podcast, because I always try to wrap everything up like a neat little package, is try to not be an asshole American when you travel. Like, maybe learn a few phrases in whatever language they might speak, or like if they speak English, don't make fun of their accent because they don't realize that they have one. / you're in their house.
Exactly.
It's like when you get attacked, if you would get attacked by a shark, you're in their house. Like, that's kind of, I mean, I'm not saying that it's on you that you got attacked by a shark, but the dogs are literally talking. I don't know if you can hear them in the background.
I'm sorry, I can't get over like that. I'm sorry, but it's your fault that your arm is, that's not my shirt.
Like, your arm got bit off, but you were fucking around in a shark den, so.
Yeah, that's your issue.
Oh my god, okay, we have to, like, wrap this episode. I was gonna have to be short because the dogs are out of control, and I'm gonna have to kick them out.
Oh, I hear one. All right, well, thanks for listening. If you like us and think what we say is not too incredibly offensive to you, then definitely go follow us on social media and everything. That'd be cool.
Yeah, we're not saying you have to like us, you just have to be able to, like, tolerate us.
Yes, like everyone else in our lives does.
Yeah, so pretty much, including myself.
Yep,
tolerate
definitely
me.
Myself. All right, well, thanks for hanging out with us.
We'll talk to you in a couple of weeks. Bye
bye.